One of the hallmark rabbinic interpretive techniques is the identification of parallel wording in two different sections of the Torah. In legal interpretation, this is the foundation for the second of Rabbi Yishmael's 13 principles by which the Torah is interpreted, the Gezeirah Shava, the rule of equivalence. This principle, first quoted in the name of Hillel the Elder, posits that if the same word or phrase appears in two distinct legal cases in the Torah, that's an indication that we can apply the parameters of one law to the other. The original and paradigmatic form of the Gezeirah Shava was one in which the word in question appears only twice in the entire Torah. When there's only one other location that a linking word takes us to, then the inference from one context to the other becomes especially strong. This technique, so well established in legal interpretation, can also be applied to the literary or poetic study of the Torah's language. The use of parallel wording to signal connections across disparate passages is one of the Torah's primary literary tools. And here, too, that signal becomes especially strong when the connection is forged by the only two instances of a word in the Torah. It's as if the two spots become tethered and able to transmit contextual information to one another. That is true for one of the most prominent words in Parshat Bahar, dror. It appears in a verse that will be especially familiar to anyone who's visited the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, which bears this inscription: "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Leviticus 25:10. The word translated as liberty is dror, and it appears in the context of Parshat Bahar's laws of Yovel, the Jubilee year. V'sefarta lecha sheva shabbatot shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim. You shall count for yourself 7 Shabbatot of years, that is, 7 years, 7 times, so that the 7 Shabbatot of years gives you a total of 49 years. Then you shall sound the shofar. In the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, the Day of Atonement, you shall have the shofar sounded throughout your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year. Ukaratem dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. And you shall proclaim dror throughout the land for all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you shall return to your holding, and each of you shall return to your family. After 7 cycles of 7 years, each one punctuated by the 7th sabbatical year of release of land rights and debts, comes the 50th jubilee year with an even greater level of release. Slaves are released from service, and everyone throughout the land is flung forth from where they have settled and returned to their tribal homeland. A mass scrambling takes place across the land. Everyone is moving. That process is the response to the proclamation of dror. So, what is this dror? It was rendered on the bell as liberty. In the JPS Tanakh, the word is translated as release. Rashi quotes Rabbi Yehuda from the Talmud and says that the word is related to dira, dwelling, kimadayar be daira, like one who dwells in a dwelling. And then he adds, shadar b'chol makom shehu rotzeh, ve'eno b'rushut acherim, meaning that he may dwell in any place that he pleases and is not under the control of others. Everyone seems to agree on a general connotation of freedom. But what kind of freedom is being proclaimed here? In search of further nuance, we turn to the one other use of the word dror in the Torah. It comes up in a much less prominent moment, buried in the midst of the intricate descriptions of the Mishkan that take up much of the final parshiot of the book of Exodus. We find the word used as part of the name of one of the ingredients in the oil that was used to anoint the high priest. With this oil, God says, you will anoint Aaron and his sons and sanctify them to serve me as priests. God gives Moshe a precise recipe for the mixture. ואתה קח לך בסמים ראש, more drawer. You take choice spices, 500 weight of more drawer, flowing myrrh, and half as much, 250, of fragrant cinnamon, 250 of aromatic cane. What does more drawer mean here? Well, more is usually understood either as myrrh, a tree resin, or as musk, the glandular secretion of a deer. Either way, it's some form of perfume. So what is more drawer? How can a scent be described as free? Well, the JPS translation here, flowing, is helpful. Free as in free-flowing. Well, that's how scent works, after all. We can smell perfume because actual particles are flowing through the air and reach our nose. How does this understanding of drawer affect our understanding of the freedom in Parshat Bahar? If we search for a shared semantic meaning between the two usages, we might say that the person granted drawer during the Jubilee year is allowed to move about freely through the world, just like a tiny particle moves in free flow through the air. But remember, the Gzera Shava principle also allows us to import some of the contextual meaning from one usage into another. This flowing freedom here describes something aromatic, and it's not just any fragrance. It's the oil used to anoint the high priest and all the vessels in our most sacred space. Smelling this myrrh and cinnamon blend would evoke a moment of consecration. The freedom of the Jubilee was then, so to speak, infused with the scent of holiness. To be present in that moment, to hear the sound of the shofar blast and the call for liberty, was to detect a new spirit in the air, to have one's senses stimulated and awakened to not just the moral imperative, but also the sanctity of human freedom. We've so far been searching for a better understanding of the proclamation of freedom, drawer, in Parshat Bahar by considering the image of flowing myrrh, more drawer, from the anointing oil. But the Gzera Shava principle also suggests that the transference of meaning can move in both directions. So what does the larger context of the Jubilee year bring to our understanding of the anointing oil? Well, one thing it suggests is that the purpose of the anointing oil is not only to consecrate someone or something and render them fit for divine service, but also to dab them with a trace of freedom. And that would mean that the high priest was anointed not only to bring holiness to the people, but also, when the occasions should arise, to call for their liberation. That link between the two usages of drawer in the Torah, the holy anointing and the call for freedom, is identified also by the prophet Yeshayahu, who says, Ruach Adonai Elokim alai, Yan Mashach Hashem oti. The spirit of my Lord Eternal is upon me because the Eternal has anointed me. I have been sent to deliver good tidings to the humble, to mend the brokenhearted, to proclaim drawer, release to the captives, liberation to the imprisoned. May God send someone soon to deliver us good tidings, to mend our broken hearts, to proclaim drawer, liberty, throughout the land, and, please God, to release the captives and liberate the imprisoned.